Now, after telling us about our Lord's power over natural and demonic forces, now he tells us about his power over death and sickness. These are not just stories. See, these are who Jesus is now. He has power over death, power over sickness, power over demons, power. You see? And it's important for us to know that and to call on him. And so now, he went across the sea. And now, Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side. A large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. That way, everybody's in front of him. He can address them. Another reason, you know, water is a better carrier of sound than earth. So if he's standing there at the edge of the sea, or if he gets in a boat and goes back out, then the sound is carried by the water to the people, and it's more powerful. Anyway, the text says, you see, as he got out of the boat, one of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded with him, saying, now this is one of the big shots in the Jewish religious system. He's the ruler of the synagogue. But love for his daughter is so great that he doesn't mind talking to this Galilean peasant and saying, please heal my daughter. So he's taken a few steps in humility because of his love for his daughter. That's a good thing. And so he comes, you see, and he just doesn't come now. Sir, would you like to come? You see, he came forward, fell at his feet. The whole town must have been shocked. That's Jairus. Down there on his knees, you know, and on his face, in front of Jesus, the fellow from Galilee, you know, from Nazareth. It was the saying, you know, that nothing good ever comes out of Nazareth. He went off with him, Jesus, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. Now, I don't think I've mentioned this before. We may not have had very many examples, but this is what's called in Mark, I think I did mention it before, a sandwich technique. He starts a story, then he puts in a whole other story, and then he finishes the first story. He does that a lot. That's why they call it a sandwich, like two pieces of bread and some ham in the middle. Well, so we got the first part now, the bread. Now he's going to start inserting, and then he finishes this first part down here. So now, there was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. She's broke, trying to get better, and is not working. And we'll presume that the doctors are upright fellows, you know, but they're just not good at this. She heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She's saying, this fella is so holy. If I could just touch him, touch his cloak, I'll get better. Even though I've spent all this money, you know, nothing happened. You see, she has spent all that she had. That often happens, doesn't it? We have to run out of resources before we really turn to God. And the Lord said, I'll let you run out of resources because what I want is that you know me now and forever. So if you go broke, turn to me, I help you out, you get to know me, it's all a success. You don't worry about your money, your car, your house, you know, your summer house. You're going to die to them all anyway. But if you don't love and trust me, what are you going to do when you die? And so, you see, and he let her get this sick because he wanted to use her as an example of faith. You see, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured. Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Isn't that beautiful? I just want to touch him. You see, Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and said, who has touched, now this translation has, who has touched my clothes? Tismu ipsito doni mation. Okay, who touched my clothes? All right. Now, these disciples say, Jesus, everybody is bumping into you. How can you ask that kind of a question? He said, yeah, a lot of people are bumping into me, but only one touched me. Now, let's apply that to Mass. Everybody goes to communion. Everybody touches him. How many really come in contact with him? You know, when I'm going to communion, where's my head? Where's my heart? You know, am I just bumping into him like everybody here, or am I really touching him? If I'm really touching him with faith, I will be incredibly blessed and healed. Many people are healed when they receive communion. But you have to ask yourself, am I like the crowd? Am I just bumping into Jesus? Or am I like this woman? I'm really touching him. That St. Bernard has this phrase, very elegant. Talem talis taliterque tange. Touch this one, touch such a one in such a way, and you will be healed. See, like she was, with faith. So, it's very important that we think of this woman when we're at Mass and getting ready to receive communion, you see? Of course, the crowd say, the disciples say, Jesus, I mean, look, everybody is bumping into you. And he says, yeah, they're bumping into me, but they're not touching me. You see? He looked round to see what had done to the woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus, just like Jairus had done, except now it's after her healing. And told him the whole truth, told her about the hemorrhaging, told her it was very embarrassing for a woman to have to talk about those things, but I want the whole world to know how much he healed me. You know? What does he say? Daughter, your faith has healed you. Episcisu se so can say. That, you find that phrase, I forgot to count, I did count years ago, but I've forgotten what the number is. 35 times, let's say, Jesus says, your faith has healed you. Episcisu se so can say. Well, the word sozin means to make and preserve whole. We get salvation from this word. We get, Jesus is the sotir, and what he gives us is soteria. You see? And so now this is this complete salvation, which happens when we rise from the dead. Then we have complete salvation, complete wholeness, you see? Daughter, your faith. Episcisu seso can say. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has saved you. You were wide open to anything I wanted to do with you, and so my hands were untied, and I could heal you like I wanted to. When we're asking stuff from the Lord, sometimes it's just stop, Lord, will you help me? I mean, am I just shouting out because I'm hard up or because I love you? You know, what am I looking for? Are you a super, you know, cornucopia, source of all good? Or are you my Lord, my Savior, my friend? And I know who I'm talking to when I ask you. You see? So be cured of your affliction. Okay. And while he was still speaking, now we come to the other half of the sandwich. People from the synagogue officials arrived and said, your daughter died. Why trouble this teacher anymore? Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, do not be afraid, just have faith. You see? Mi favu monopistimi. Just four words. Don't fear, only believe. But believe doesn't mean, I believe it in the abstract, I know you've got power. I mean, I believe you right now, Jesus. You see? He's getting out of him that kind of faith which will provide the atmosphere for Jesus to raise this daughter and restore her to her family and let the whole neighborhood, the whole region know something about him. You see? Just have faith. Remember, he just said to the woman, your faith has healed you. So this is a discourse on faith dealing with death and sickness. First sickness, now death. Okay. He did not allow anyone to come inside with him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. The three who are at the Transfiguration, they're at some of these miracles. These are the three close ones. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion. People weeping and wailing loudly. We don't do this, but they do in the Middle East. Get it out. Wail, cry. We're confronting death. What we do is like, is it Bride's Head Revisited? By Evil in War, where there's an opening scene of this utterly surrealistic graveyard or burial home or something. Anyway, he went in and said to them, our Lord, why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep. And they ridiculed him. What is this guy? He just walked off the street. He's got to tell us? Yeah. He's the Son of God. You're not. And he put them all out. Then he took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and they entered the room. So there were six people in the room. Jesus, mom and dad, and the three disciples. Okay? And he took the child by the hand and said, Talitha kum. He probably said Talitha kumi because little Talitha is lad, Talitha is girl, and kumi would be, you know, get up. Remember what when Peter had a word, it was supposed to remind us of this when Tabitha in Acts, and he raises her from the dead. Tabitha, it's to remind us that Peter, all Peter's power comes from Jesus. Talitha kumi. The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. Now look at this. He gave strict orders that no one should know this. I mean, they're going to notice. The girl was in there dead or dying. Now she's walking around eating her cereal. I mean, but he means don't broadcast it. Don't make a big... Because people get distracted by that stuff. I'm doing these so that you'll be led, coaxed into finding out who I really am. So he gave strict orders, and then he said, and give the girl something to eat. You know, she's been sick a long time. She hasn't really had a good meal in a long time. She's just a tiny girl of 12. Feed her right now. Get her something right now. There you see an insight into Jesus, don't you? And you also see how he deals with death and sickness. He raised the, he healed the woman, and now he's raised a dead girl. And Mark puts these two in this sandwich technique, you see, because they complement each other. Why? Because Jesus Christ right now is able to save, heal, keep whole for eternity right now, you see? And we should go to him. And if we need physical healing, pray for it. And ask for the gift to be able to pray with people and have them healed, to manifest this kind of compassion that Jesus has. Amen. Mm-hmm.